it's tough because we're playing catch up on all the teams above us. But the one thing that we've got in our advantage is that there's so much pressure on the teams in that top six at this moment in time to stay there, and one or two teams who are in around it but with us who have to try and get there as well. We don't have to get there, as we've mentioned over the last few weeks. We want to get there, but we're under no pressure, no financial trouble if we don't. Where a lot of teams in around it, if they don't get the golden ticket, it might have implications for the future for them. So we'll just keep having the same mantra that we've had over the last few weeks, concentrate what we can do, try and play positive football, try and win as many games as possible, and just see where it takes us. We've got games that are tough, certainly are on paper, against teams at the top and around near the bottom. But that's the championship for you, week in and week out. Got 8 games to go and enjoy ourselves, express ourselves, and who knows what's around the corner for us all.
5 points is the gap, but do you need to go into this, you know, win game straight away in this little patch of matches? Because otherwise, with only 8 games left, you can fall away and things can fizzle out a little bit if you're not careful.
Well, yeah, of course it can, but we're not putting any pressure on ourselves. If we don't win at the weekend, that's the playoffs out of reach for us. We'll just then go move on to the next game, and that's all we'll do, concentrate on what we're doing. Of course, everybody will be looking at different games and what's happening, who's playing each other, the outcomes that could happen, how many points you're away from this, are you closing the gap? That's just part and parcel of football at this stage of the season for every division that is in the country. So, as we keep saying, there's more pressure on other teams than us. We'll just keep approaching it, try and keep the confidence going, the belief and the quality that we've been playing with the last few weeks to see if we can get some results. So, yeah, we're looking forward to it.
So the first two of this group are both at home, Bristol City on Tuesday and then Nottingham Forest on Saturday. Just how tough is that going to be? Because they've changed their manager, Mark Warburton's just come in.
Well, I think both teams, when you look at them, have certainly underachieved big time. I think both teams have spent quite a lot of money. I think both teams have had aspirations at the start of the summer to be chasing for the top six rather than being in the bottom six. So they're fighting for their lives to get as many points as possible. Obviously, Mark's gone in there to Forest, got a real good selection of players. They're looking at the squad recently and they've got some good players. Yeah, a few might be injured, some might be back from injury, but they've got a host of talent to choose from. So we know it's going to be a tough game, fighting for their lives. But ultimately as well, they'll be realising what they're in for a tough game because we're fighting for their lives. We're wanting points from every game we're involved in. So we're looking forward to it and we'll embrace it and see where it takes us come 5 o'clock and move on to the next one.
And they've really struggled recently. I know Gary Brazil, the caretaker, I think they have 5 defeats in 7. But you look at their strike force and they've got McCormack on the bench. You know, they've got a real array of attacking talent.
Well, I think if you look right the way through the squad, they've got some very good players. You mentioned Asapon Alonga, he's up there. Clough from Bolton, McCormack. But wide areas, got young players that have contributed.
Yeah, Brereton looks a good
player. Yeah, and Cash and others. Osborne, they've got Vaughan. They've got some real talented players. And for whatever reason, it hasn't happened this year for them. So we've got to try and take advantage of the position that they're in. Certainly won't be underestimating teams in this division because if you do that, then you come unstuck.
Just finally from me, there's an interesting quote from Callum Robinson this week saying that he prefers to be in the chasing pack rather than in the pack that's being chased. Sort of the hunter rather than the hunted. How do you think?
I'm not sure Callum's been in these positions too often, to be fair. So take everything that Callum says with a pinch of salt, to be fair. But
you know what I mean?
No, I see where it's coming from. And that's where we've touched on recently, that the teams in the top six have to stay there. Whereas we've got nothing to lose because we've got sort of a free run at it that if we win every game and the teams above us win every game, we can't do anything about it. But if we win all our games and teams then feel the pressure of the games that they've got to be involved in to try and stay there, then so be it. As I said, I think there is more pressure on the teams in the top six. So I think Callum's right in what he said, and maybe in 4 or 5 years' time when he's a bit more experienced, he might be able to quote it in a different manner.